Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Get this. An unmanaged mind then leads to tension, stress, depression, and the list goes on and on. You just let your mind, I'm just going to give them a piece of my mind. You better hold on to it. You might need it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a new sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This series goes along with Pastor Rogers' recent sermon series, Transformed. This is Mind Management Part 1. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
You have an enemy that is trying to sow thoughts into the field of your mind. Little seeds, little innuendos, little things. He's not interested in sowing a gigantic peach seed right away. He'll take a little tiny little mustard seed of unbelief and drop it into your heart to see if you're going to react to it. And if your mind has not been renewed and you don't capture that thing and manage your mind, why do I say that? Why am I drawing this analogy to a field? Because I know just enough to be dangerous about farming. Just because Dad broke all the child labor laws and all of us boys worked in the field. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care if most of the time the red Ford pickup truck at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when Daddy's Gulf Power truck, whenever we heard all that line equipment and all that stuff clanging and bouncing on that auger truck when he was driving up the back street at Commerce Street in Fort Walton Beach, and it's clanking and clanking, and he hits it up in the back, parks it in the back. We knew it was time to have the truck loaded. We're going to Milton. And we drove out where the home place is out here off of Munson Highway, and 14 acres we farmed that thing. And I don't care if we came over here on Monday and we hoed out all the weeds out of the corn and out of the okra. By the time we got back on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, those weeds had gathered up and said, let's plant ourselves again and grow and multiply. Because the weeds take over without anybody doing anything. Weeds grow on bridges where there is no soil. Up off the ground. We just had these gutters out here, just cleaned out these gutters, and there was a gigantic weed growing out. Now, I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about a weed. Growing over here, up there. See, y'all, minds need to be renewed. You don't even know what a real weed is. Reverend, I've lost them. We had to get in the gutter, y'all. The enemy is trying to, because if you don't manage the farm of your mind, you don't have to do anything. The weeds every day will, you know, driving down the, you know what I'm talking about. Those little crazy flowers that fly in the wind and then land in somebody's yard after you have spent thousands to get your lawn just right. The guy across the street blows all of his weeds and they float in the air and they say, let's kill this guy's nice lawn. You're fertilizing out there. Yeah, because that's what we've been doing. In your mind, if you don't manage it, the enemy will just, the Bible says, that while men slept, an enemy came in and sowed tares, which is a literal weed. It's called a darnel. It looks like wheat. Listen to this. It looks like wheat. If you look at it just right, In fact, when we were in Israel, we drove past places where the wheat, and he pointed out the difference between that's real wheat right there and that's darnel. It looks like wheat. All of that, but it's a poisonous plant. How do you know the difference between a darnel and real wheat? Well, there's multiple ways, but let me give you one. Real wheat, when the wind blows, bows. And a darnel will stand straight up in absolute defiance. If you don't know the difference between a darnel, a tare, and real wheat, you could poison yourself by eating it. And while men slept, an enemy, the Bible said, came in the night and sowed tares. It's a dangerous thing to just let your mind go. Now, to help you quickly understand how the enemy works, I want to show you a few things right here. How the devil works in your mind. He is always looking for a route in, an inroad, somehow an open door, an opportunity. Satan is an opportunist. Now, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to show you something right here because you're going to see how he operates. And then all of a sudden, whenever you get this, a light's going to go off in your mind. You're going to go, that's exactly what was happening. Watch this. He's looking for an opportunity. Talking about managing your mind, because if you just let it go, the Bible says in Ephesians 4, neither give place to the devil. So if you open the door and give place, believe me, he's going to do everything he can to sow a seed in there, to build a building, to get a stronghold, to make you offended, to make you bitter, any number of things. Keeping the enemy out of your mind to start with is a whole lot easier than trying to remove him after he's already got a foothold. So in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, the Bible says that we are supposed to be able to know the wiles of the devil, the wiles of the devil. The word wiles there, it comes from that Greek word right there, methodos, which is the word we get method from, a method, which is literally defined with a road. So the wiles of the devil is a roadway into your mind. The devil is looking for a roadway into your mind. It means that the devil travels. Listen carefully to me. The devil, Satan, the enemy of your soul, the one that's causing you so much grief, adding any kind of insult to injury in your life. This literally means that the devil travels one road, one lane, one path, one direction, and possesses only that direction towards you. It's already a chosen direction. So here's your mind. And the Bible says we should know the wiles of the devil. We need to know the route. He's not taking many ways into your mind. He has no creative abilities. He didn't create anything. All he can do is pervert what God created. And he only is able to do what God allows him to do. So we are supposed to know the road that the enemy takes. Have you ever been duped more than one time on the same thing that the enemy shot a week ago? You said, you know what? I'm not going to get angry this time. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to lose it this time. And then they hit you and said it in a different way, but it was the same route. And you went off. Say amen for somebody sitting next to you right now that's so cool and calm. Yeah. Get this. We're supposed to know the wiles of the devil. Listen, the devil is not some mindless traveler on a road just saying, let's see what we can do today. No, he has an intended purpose, and that intended purpose, according to John 10 and 10, is a thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy. His desire is to wreak havoc in your mind. Because if he can get your mind messed up, the rest of it's going to follow. Your mind will follow, or your body And your will and your emotions will follow which direction your mind goes. Now, look at this. It's on the paper. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. The Bible says, lest Satan should take an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant concerning his devices. We're not supposed to be ignorant concerning his devices. This is the word there in the Greek that you see that deals with the mind or the intellect of Satan. So what is he saying? We are not ignorant concerning Satan's mindset of confusion. Listen, we know he is out. First of all, he is the enemy. And he is out to kill us. So if the devil says, I'm going to kill you, believe him. The Bible says that he comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That word devour there means that to slowly munch on you. It's exactly what it means. So we're not to be ignorant concerning the devices or what he has intended purpose is to do inside of our life. What does that mean? That means we've got to take control and manage our minds from what we know. What do we know? Satan is a liar. He is not only a liar, but he is the liar. And he is the father of lies. Can we settle that? Now, why is that so important? Because I have people come to me all the time and say, Pastor, you don't understand. The devil's telling me that I'm not, nobody likes me here. The devil told me you didn't like me, and the devil told me that. I said, wait a minute. The devil is a liar. Everything he said is a lie. Why are you taking up the bait? Can you settle it that everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie? Well, Pastor, it sounded like truth. A pastor had a group of teenagers come by his office one day and they said, listen, we're going to go see this certain movie. He said, that movie is not good for you to be able to watch. They said, well, it's only a little bit of stuff in there. It's not a big deal. He said, well, listen, before you do it, come back here tomorrow and see me and then you can go on to the movie. Okay. So the teenage group came back to his office. He said, listen, I baked y'all some cookies. He said, now, go ahead and eat these cookies, but in one of them, just a little bit, not a lot, of dog poop. So eat yourself some cookies. Oh, Pastor, that's ugly. Oh, no, eat you some cookies. It's just a little bit. Point. What happens? What happens when we fall prey to this? That's when our emotions go crazy and we start in fear and worry and all confusion. All this kind of stuff comes out of lies and perceptions that come our way. Taking our thoughts captive and arresting them is the key for a clear, managed mind. So be careful not to confess things from your heart that Satan looks for as a seed into your head. The more your mind is filled with truth from God's word, the less access that the enemy has to your mind. Fill your mind with the word. Fill your mind with the word. Fill your mind. Fill your mind. Fill up your mind with the word of God. Fill up your mind with the word of God. Fill up your mind. Fill up. Fill it up. Fill it all in. Leave no place for the devil. Fill it all in. Get it all completely in there. Submit yourself to the will of God. Come on, somebody. Listen to the Spirit telling you how you're supposed to respond. And when the enemy tries to get an inroad in there, he's going to find a gigantic roadblock, because everything you answer is going to be just like Jesus in Matthew 4. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.